May I speak in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I want to talk to you today about faithfulness. Are you a faithful person? Is God faithful? What is faithfulness? The Font of All Knowledge Wikipedia says that faithfulness means being unfailingly loyal to someone or something and putting that loyalty into consistent practice regardless of extenuating circumstances. Now, when we see it like this, perhaps we have to admit, well, no, we're not always faithful to people and to God, but is God faithful to us? I want to look at Abraham, and then we'll look at Jesus. But first of all, a question for you. If you came face to face with God right now, and you could ask him one question about your life, what would it be? As you look back over your life, I wonder what that question would be. Because we all have a story, a very unique story, and it's where we were born, our family, our schooling, our education, our workplace. We know our relationship with God feeds into that story, where we are now and where we hope to be in the future. Abraham had a story too, and he had a question which he asked God, which we heard in our reading from Helen. So let me think a little bit more about this character, Abraham. Now, don't put your hands up, but how many of you have lived more than 7 decades? Because Abram was 75 years old, and he lived in the Ur of the Chaldeans, which was essentially the heartbeat of Babylon, a place not known for its worship of the living God. And at 75 years, he was without children because his wife was barren. Why does it always have to be the wife's fault? And he must have been settled into at least semi-retirement, but perhaps disappointed with his life as he looked back over his life, when out of nowhere, an unknown God, a God who wasn't known to him, spoke to him and told him to leave his home and his people and start to walk with this God into a new and unknown frontier. Now, why did he do it? And would you have done it if at the age of 75 God told you to put everything down and to follow him? All I can think of was that it was something about the voice of God that he heard, which was so compelling and so intriguing that Abram could not resist it. And this voice carried a promise that Abram would be made into a great nation and that the whole world would be blessed through his offspring. And so at 75 years old, he set off with his barren wife, Sarai, and Lot, his nephew. And in our reading today, he's had many battles with people, and he's had lots of adventures, and he's been on the road a while. And God has given him victory over his enemies. And God has appeared to him after one enemy where he rescued his nephew Lot, who had been captured, and said, "Do not be afraid. I am your shield. Your reward will be great." But it was at this point that Abram looked around and he saw his wife Sarah, now into her 80s. He has been obedient to the call of God in his life. He has been led and provided for, yes. He has seen many great things, yes. He knows God in an intimate way, yes. But where was the child that God had promised him, that through that child, his descendants, he would be this blessing? And Abraham, as he looked around, doubted how God was even going to make it happen. But such was the relationship and the intimacy that Abram had with the Lord that he didn't just think, "Oh, well, I've got to accept my lot." Or he didn't just moan to Sarah in private. He came right out and asked God, "How is this going to happen? As if he said, I trusted you, and it doesn't look like Sarah's about to conceive any time soon. I can well understand Abram. So he challenges God with this question about his life. And what does God do? He doesn't strike him down for doubting. He takes him outside. He says, look at the stars and count them. As if he's saying, if you can. And as if he was saying, and believe that as you count them, that I can do whatever I want to. I am powerful enough. And when the time is right, I will act. Something about Abraham, who wasn't yet ready to hold the fullness of the promise that he'd been given. And there were still many things in his life, attitudes, desire for control, ego, whatever it was, which had to die before he was ready to hold the promise. But the time will come, he's saying, the time will come if you trust me and you continue to be obedient to me. And that time did come, but Abram had to wait until he was 100 when they became parents to Isaac. And in that time, Abram had tried to manipulate this child through his wife's servant, Hagar. So he hadn't been exactly faithful to God. But that's another story. But for now, let us say this, that even though Abraham questioned God and doubted him, the Bible says this, that Abraham believed the Lord and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Now, his doubting and questioning didn't harm his relationship with God. In fact, I think it would have strengthened it. So what can we learn from the life of Abraham today? Is it that we don't have to stand on ceremony with the God who loves us? Is it that we don't have to passively accept his will? Is it that he wants us to question and challenge and ask him and to rail against him sometimes? And that in that, he can show us ultimately who he is. But Abram challenged God because ultimately he believed that God was with him. And he had faith in that voice that he had been hearing since the age of 75. Faith enough to challenge God. And so I come back to the question, what is your question over your life? And perhaps God wants you to bring that question to him. And in our gospel reading, we hear about Jesus. He is on his way to Jerusalem. He knows that in Jerusalem, he will be crucified. Jesus was faithful to the mission and the task that he was given. He was faithful to God. He was faithful to us. And even though the Pharisees were coming and saying, Herod is after you, run away. He didn't run away. He set his face towards Jerusalem, the place that killed the prophets. He knew that he was going to be tortured and victimized and ultimately die. But his faithfulness to us was the thing that drew him on. And that is what we shall remember, that Abraham knew God personally. And God was faithful to Abraham. People around Jesus knew him personally, and he was faithful to them. But to us today, he's faithful to us. His spirit is poured out that whoever wants that intimate relationship with God through Jesus can have that. But in the passage, it says, like a mother hen, I long to just protect you, for you to be like chicks, to come and hide under my feathers, to protect you from the fox. There are foxes all around, even within the church. But Jesus is saying, let me protect you. Come to me as your security and your safety. I will protect you. And just as the mother hen is prepared to put down her life and sacrifice herself, when the fox is there to protect the chicks, so Jesus did that, and he sacrificed for us. So today, what might the invitation of the Holy Spirit be to us after hearing his word? Is it that God is encouraging you to be honest, to bring your doubts, your questions, to have faith enough to question, Or might it be to trust this God who longs to protect and love and nurture with your life? Or is, as you look back over your life, there is something that is a disappointment to you, just like Abraham, and he's just reminding you that in the right time, he will act. Maybe it's time to start to believe that the God who created the stars is able. So let us pray. Holy Spirit, open our ears to hear and respond to your beautiful and irresistible voice today.